This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Forget Norway, they crucified Jesus Christ. I'll never forget Norway, they sold Marcus Garvey for rice. I'll never forget Norway, they turned their backs on Paul Bogle. Hey, so don't.
Good afternoon. The beautiful archipelago, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's great to be here for another day with Remark. I am your host, Garth Maynard Roseborough. I'm so glad to be here with you on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, located right here in lovely New Providence, the Bahamas. We have a great show lined up for you today. We want you to get involved, and we want you to have your say, because there's so much things to say, especially right now. We're looking at forest fires here in New Providence, looking at forest fires over in Grand Bahama. We're looking at nominations in political entities. You too may have your concerns today in terms of your needs, your health needs, your financial needs. Today we want you to join in with this conversation, and I really want to throw those numbers out to you today. The numbers for this show is 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can text us at 242-422-4796. For those of you who want to listen on our live stream, you can go ahead and you can do so. You can find us on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or BTC Flow channel 612. Follow us on Facebook, Guardian Radio, or Twitter at Guardian Radio 96, or Instagram at Guardian Radio 969. This is Guardian Radio, folks. Remark, fresh news, smart talk all day. We're going to have a great day today. You know, yesterday I woke up, and I just want to share this with you. I spoke with a pastor this morning, something that doesn't happen too often, but every now and then I do speak to someone in the cloth. I guess I got a soul I got to save too, eh? And so I spoke to the pastor, and the pastor was going through some difficulties, you know, in terms of performing his job. And, you know, many of you here in the Bahamas, you also have the same plight. You go to work every morning at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and there's always this somebody on your job who wants to interfere, or who wants to cast you down, who wants to put you aside, who wants to hold you down. You talk about the black crab mentality. And this is ongoing continuously. You complain to human resources. You complain to your boss. And of course, there is no correction and there's no recourse. And so you have to continue to endure this particular situation for another night. But you know, I had to encourage him because he is an associate of mine and he's a friend of mine. And I said to him, do you recall the story about Moses and the rod and the story about the snakes? Mm-hmm. I'm joined here with Darvin Russell, the co-host. I'm going to see if Darvin remembers the story. And, of course, I have also in my company a very, very great friend of mine who has been with me for a number of years, who has also gone fishing, and we're going to look for a red snapper together, Brian Roll, all the way from the West. And so I'm going to let him introduce himself shortly. But I want to find out these two great gentlemen. If you know about the story about Moses and the snake, you know about that story?
Yeah. I got to know a little bit. But
tell me a little bit.
No, don't try that. I want you to tell it.
What about you, Brian? You want to tell any little piece of that story?
Well, not much of it. You know, the snake was a perpetrator. Well, you know about the snake with the shaft.
When he took the rod and threw it down the ground.
Threw it down the ground.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, things are not always as they seem.
Mm.
That's how you look at the story.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Things are not always as they seem.
Well, this is what I got from the story. Moses went to see Pharaoh in the book of Exodus.
He did.
Because God sent him. Mm-hmm. First of all, God sent. See, when you go to work, never do a job that you have determined for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do a job that God has sent you to do. If you're doing what God has purposed you to do, mm-hmm. so I can get a little preachy to get started.
No, that's fine.
Because people have been throwing rock at me all week, so we've been talking some things in the media. So let me show you how righteous I am and in tune with my God. Let me tell you how to sing work.
All right.
God sends you to your job, whether you're in construction, whether you're in a restaurant business, whether you're in tourism, whether you're a civil servant, whether you are a contractor, whether you're a fisherman, whether you're a farmer. If God has purposed you to do this job, I want you to know that God is on your side. Let me talk a little bit about that first. God is on your side. First of all, you go and do what God has asked you to do, which is to go and see Pharaoh. When you go to see Pharaoh, Pharaoh has some other men, which you call wise men, and they take their rods and say, oh, you think you're somebody. And you know, in the Bahamas, you always got this thing where people think you are somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you could talk strong or you could be strong or you got a nice house or a nice car or a nice boat or you got one private airplane of your own or you wear nice clothes, they always say, well, you think you're somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So these wise men say, oh, you think you are somebody. Let me show you what we could do. And the rod became serpents. Now, this is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When this happened, I see a bunch of snake on the ground. I run it because that ain't my calling.
Mm-hmm.
But Moses takes his rod and throws it down, and his rod also becomes a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And his snake ate all the other snakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned back into a rod. So those men had no rod. There was no more snakes. And the only person who had a rod in their hand was Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did I say that? I said that because on your job, when you are walking in purpose, it does not matter which serpent comes up against you. As long as you know God has sent you, your rod and your staff, will deal with them and swallow them up. And the only staff and the only rod and the only serpent that will be left in the room is you. Hold fast. Don't let go. God has sent you, and he is on your side. Now, let me talk to you about this in scientific terms, because some of y'all don't believe in God, so I ain't fighting you. Because some of y'all believe in aliens, so I ain't fighting you. But let me give you the scientific situation here before me today. The king cobra, go read about it. The king cobra is not really a cobra. The king cobra is actually a genus of snake that actually feeds off of other snakes. But he's the king cobra because he looks like a cobra, but he is a snake eater. I'm saying this to you to say this. In this life, if you are not prepared to be a snake eater, then you are also preparing yourself to be a meal. Now, which one you want to be?
Mm.
Now, eventually, the one that the snake answers to may be man, because man kills snakes. But we all know that one day, as sure as we live, we will die. But while you are living and those snakes are coming after you, decide today, here on Remark, that I will no longer be a meal for a big snake. I myself will be the king cobra and I'm going to consume every snake that the devil sends my way. Can I preach this today?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Amen. Go ahead, man.
You only understand. I just finished dealing with bees.
No.
90 bees, and I got me a whole 15-gallon bucket full of honey to take home. So, you know, I feeling
you
good
roll.
Today.
No, you want to roll?
Huh?
Don't let me stop you. Go ahead.
And so today, the king cobra is in the room. Let's go ahead and let's eat some serpents today. Is that okay,
yeah,
Darvin
man,
Russell?
Man,
say hello to the people, Darvin Russell. say hello. Because you can't be scared in this game. Ain't nobody scared of y'all. Isaac flicking, king flicking,
boy,
cobra.
Boy, that's an introduction.
Oh, Jesus,
that's
man.
An introduction on a Sunday.
Wally, what you say? What you say, Wally? I wonder Wally could hear me today. Can I get an amen, Wally? I feel like a king cobra.
I can say the amen for Wally. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon to my dear friend, Garth. Good afternoon to Mr. Roll.
Good afternoon.
If I didn't feel like a king cobra before I walk in here, I feel like one now.
Yes, sir.
And I will echo... when you were speaking, Garth, what dropped in my spirit was In Psalm 23, thy rod and thy staff may comfort me.
Yes.
And it dawned on me that may have been a reference to what you just spoke about of Moses' experience, where using that in Psalms was analogous to the fact that the rod is a rod of protection.
I want you to believe
that at the end of the day, the rod and the staff that God has provided for you is greater than any other rod that's out there. So I appreciate that, my brother. I wasn't expecting that. Brother Roel.
Yes, sir.
Say good afternoon to the people.
Yes, good afternoon, Bahamas, and good afternoon, everyone here. Yes, Garth, you know the saying goes, as long as God is for you, no one can come against you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main key I took from your sermon.
Now I could preach, man.
You know what I'm saying? It was
yes.
It was awesome. It was inspiring. And also it was an eye-opener. You know, as long as you have God on your side, you should not be afraid of anything. You can take down giants.
Yes.
You know, and I felt that so much from you just now. And I am more enthusiastic. I am more willing and ready to face every day by day. You know, and I'll just say thank you for that.
No problem, my brother. No problem at all. Well, listen here today. As we breathe in, I just like to get a little music to get the tone started. So I like to get things a little peak steak. I want Wally to play for me the song from the Ohio Players, Fire, because we had this big fire on Carmichael Road. That's why you're here today.
Yes,
you know, Mr. Brian Roll. And then he had another big fire over there in Grand Bahama.
Fires.
We want to talk about these fires. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about not only the fires that consume forestry and consume homes and consume personal possessions. I also want to talk about the fires of Princess Margaret Hospital. Mm-hmm. You had to go in there, and I wanted the fire truck and reach in time to save your life. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about health insurance in this country. Mm. Is the fire truck going to reach there in time to save you from this? I want to talk about your mortgage payment. I want to know if the fire truck can reach in time to help you with this.
What about?
I want to talk about taxes. See, you want to talk now.
But home insurance.
Before
home insurance.
Yeah, you hold
home
on.
Insurance.
So Wally, let me say, your people, lick shot. And they play that song for me from Ohio Players, Fire. And when we hot.
Mortgages.
And let's talk about this today here on Remark.
Forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that person. Use technology. Our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
call the fire engine. Run, tell them, come quick. I can feel my temperature rising. Never heard make a strip like this. Lord, all over my body from my head. I shall meet this bank on the good drum and the saw, Lord, they make those beat. Oh, I went to Cat Island.
Call the fire engine, call the fire engine. The Bahamas is on fire. We ain't talking about no political fire. We talking about in the bush, down in the bush. Call the fire engine. Somebody call 911. I'm seated here today with Darvin Russell, your co-host, the man who always has a plan. I just want to say that I totally respect Darvin Russell's ability to chop up numbers, to show Bahamian people a path to financial independence. And for those of people who know him personally, for those of you who are getting to know him, I can almost assure you that he has every ability to develop a financial plan that can help the masses. But you got to put him to work. And I'm my friend, Brian Roll. He's a technological man. He's a man who knows how to wire up things, get things wired and get things working. And so if you notice that most of the people that I acquaint myself with are people who know how to get things done. I try not to waste time with people who are about nothing. Nothing is not going to help our country. And so when you see me sit in this space, it's not a PLP thing. It's not an FNM thing. It's not a COI thing. It's a Bahamian thing. And I know I sit in other spaces on other programs and you listen to what I say, but it's not really me. It's something so deep down inside that comes from out of my bosom. I can only give thanks to the Almighty who created us and say that it comes from him because he loves you, and I'm almost certain. And so today, we want to talk about this fire. Bahamas on fire. And Darvin, I got to skip you today because the reason why Brian Roll is here is because he lives where the fire actually happened in Golden Isles. But Brian Roll, you want to talk to the Bahamian people, tell us a little bit about the area that you live in. You don't have to give them your address, you know, because you're so handsome. We ain't want a woman coming looking for you and causing your wife no problem.
My Lord.
And so, handsome Brian Roll, the intelligent one. Tell us a little bit about that fire experience down there on Carmichael Road, if you may.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was on Carmichael coming around in the airport area, and I saw the smoke, you know, and as I got closer at the Coral Harbor roundabout and came onto Carmichael Road, I was able to see the flames, and I don't know who else would have called the fire department, but I did. You know, I pulled on the side and I made a call to the fire department, and I must say, in less than 15 minutes, I heard the siren coming down, so that was a good thing, Now this. SS, Solution Sunday. Solution Sunday. And, you know, Garth, I would really like it, too, if we could get some callers in to, let's see if we could create or find solutions to, you know, because you can't be reactive. We need to be proactive. Mm-hmm. You know, and right now, like you mentioned, you know, there are fires all over the place right now. Our family islands, I've even heard that there was a fire down in the barriers. You know, and it's sad that there are lack of fire trucks on these islands. You know, persons have mortgages. Everybody cannot afford insurances on their homes. Huge, big, major investment. You know, and these days, you know, it's hard to get help when your home is destroyed. You know, you have to start over. You know, then again, you have the banks. You know, it's hard to start over again, especially when you are at a certain age. You know, you can't get any big loans anymore because you don't qualify. You know, so, you know, if we can, you know, really dig deep within ourselves and, you know, like God said earlier, it's not a PLP thing, not an F&M thing. It's a people thing. You know, we need to get back to being loving. We need to get back to being our brother's keepers, you know. We can't do it alone. We need to help each other out. You know, we need to get back to, you know, and Garth, you know, you started off with scriptures. Mm-hmm. You know, and whenever, you know, the scriptures are involved in any conversation, you know, and I like where your head is at, you know, with scriptures comes love and come mm-hmm. and with that it comes with, you know, working together. And, you know, there are a lot of things that we can do as a country, but people, you know, we need to fight. I mean, like I said again, you know, a lot of our family are liquid equipment to out these fires, and we need to hold our people accountable. It's all about accountability, you know, because one day it can happen to you, and not because, you know, persons don't live in these areas where there are a lot of forestry. It doesn't mean that you are not prone to a fire. Mm-hmm. You have a home, things happen, mm-hmm. you know, but isn't it so ironic, though, that these fires happen, you know, out west in the western districts?
You found that fascinating.
In the well fields. Mm. I have never heard of any fire down past, like, the Coral Harbor roundabout mm-hmm. in those areas down Adelaide.
So always around the well fields?
Always around the well fields.
Why do you think that is?
I mean,
some activities going on in the well fields, you think?
I don't know.
Well,
but
some people are there. They may know what's happening down in the well fields. We know we've had some land clearing down there. We also know that we've had some people in the coal industry who have cut down trees, and they have these kilns where they produce coal, and they sell this coal now places. Some of you Bahamian people may have some of that coal right now for your grill. You know, we buy these things and don't even understand what we're actually doing to our own selves. Darvin Russell, as we talk about Solution Sunday, as Brian speaks about it, Bahamas on fire, I would dare say understanding the nature of a fire. And let me just share this with you before Darvin comes to the microphone, mm-hmm. and he will throw out the numbers that you can call today as well. When you have a fire, it's very important to contain that fire. Containing means that you may not extinguish it right away, but you will create situations where the fire can go no further, meaning that it may be a ditch filled with water. It may be green shrubbery that's difficult to burn, like the Brazilian bush that we have here in the Bahamas. If you try to burn it, takes forever to burn that. That Brazilian nut, you know, the little red one, mm-hmm. Takes forever to burn that tree down. But in terms of containing the fire first, that's also very important. I would dare to say that there is a solution to this problem. And I'm going to challenge you, the Bahamian people, to see if you come up with a solution today. But I am more than happy to share with you what my solution would be. But let me introduce to you once again, Darvin Russell. You know, Brian spoke about the whole idea of mortgages and the price of insurance, Darvin Russell, and property tax and everything else. Are the Bahamian people really being adversely affected with these things, Darvin Russell?
Well, let me begin at the beginning, Garth, and deal with the urgent issue at hand as it relates to this fire situation and the dereliction of the government in dealing with this more resolutely.
Wow.
So back in January, the Minister of National Security, this issue here in Bahama having challenges with equipment that came about as a result of the Dorian situation where all of the fire trucks were submerged, so they were not operational. Only the one at the airport, is my understanding, is the only operating fire truck on the entire island. So the government was well aware of this problem and have been for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. According to the minister, they were making efforts to remedy the problem. It's a layered issue because apparently the water supply in Grand Bahama is still challenged in terms of pumping into certain type of fire equipment.
Wow.
But you would think that in 3.5 years, with the amount of fires that it seems as though we've been dealing with throughout the Family Islands in particular, mm-hmm. that more focus would have been given to this situation. Exuma has had several prominent fires that we have had. We're talking today about the fires that took place in Nassau and, of course, in Grand Bahama. Sees fit to spend $58 million on travel versus what the F&M spent, which is $38 million, that $20 million would have bought 20 fire trucks.
20 fire trucks.
Fire trucks are about $1 million apiece.
Just the difference in travel expenses.
Simple. No.
Travel
no,
budget.
That's exactly right. No special provision need to be made. No fantastic acrobatic movements need to occur. You just need to determine that this is more important than that thing, because the role of government is to do just that.
So no one is going to anticipate the...
No.
So you're traveling, you're enjoying yourself. We don't have a full understanding as yet as to why you were traveling or the benefit of your travel. But we know that there is a difference in the travel budget of some $20 million. And you're saying that now, looking hindsight, with that $20 million, we could have bought 20 fire trucks.
Well, even looking foresight, we could have seen that $20 million incremental dollars could have been better spent in any number of areas. We're just talking about fire. So I'm saying, if you were struggling to find a better use of it than you traveling for these nebulous reasons that you say to us, these great things that are accruing to the country, which nobody sees other than you, you have not provided any evidence to us that says the way in which you're traveling around the world, quote unquote, promoting the Bahamas, has yielded anything significant in terms of incremental dollars investments being attracted here as a result of your travel. You can't say to us that for an incremental $20 million, we got $100 million in grants. You borrowed a lot more money, but you didn't get us any additional resources. So it begs to question, was that the most appropriate use of our money? Doing something to refurbish the hospital, for paying for more medicine for the National Drug Prescription Program. There are many other ways that were more urgent, in my humble opinion, that the Prime Minister and the administration could have focused on, separate and apart from what we believe is an expansive travel budget that is not benefiting the average Bahamian. That's all I'd say.
So listening to what Darwin Russell is saying, could we call the government negligent, Brian Rowe? Could we say that the level of care and concern that they have for citizenry, is it just a PLP thing, or has this been a political thing over the last 20 years?
Well, it has to be coupled with getting your priorities in order. And your number one priority should be the people. We are the people. We are our greatest resource.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying? So my thing is, we should be first. Make sure we are first. Because like Mr. Russell said, you know, and not just the fires, right, but when it comes to the smoke, and this is where a person's health comes into question.
Okay.
A lot of persons have asthma, and inhaling a lot of that smoke can create a lot of issues. So here again, you know, we have to make sure the people are our first priority. You know, things like, I mean, come on, this is the 20th, I mean, this is the 21st century. We live in it.
So okay? Darwin says that the monies could have been allocated not only for fire trucks, but it could have been allocated otherwise. It could have been in any other sector of governance to make governance better.
There's so much other issues.
He's saying to me almost that it's wastage. It was just wasted money for the pleasure of a few. Is that, you get this?
Yes.
Well, let me give out these numbers real quick. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family violence, 3005720, or you can text me at 422-4796. This is Remark here with Darwin Russell and Brian Rowe. Could I just challenge you two men as you make this consideration for solutions? And like I said, a fire can be symbolic of any particular issue that we're now having in the country where the Bahamian citizen feels as if he has been neglected, you know. Today, it's a fire in the brush. Tomorrow, it's the Princess Margaret's situation in terms of mold and people health failing. It could be in the mortgages of people's homes or insurances. The mere fact that we got so many people on the road driving without insurance, without registration and licensing. It could be crime. It can be any number of these things where Darwin Russell is saying the money could have been pumped. And here is my issue today. Who is the king cobra in the room? Is the king cobra the government of the Bahamas? Or is the king cobra you, the Bahamian people? And in my estimation, we have always made the politician and the preacher the king cobra. You know, y'all think I'm sacrilegious, but I had to show you I got a little bit of Jesus in me when I opened the show, right? Mm-hmm. You go to church, and let's say there's 1,000 members in the church. Mm-hmm. Who leaves with the money? Yet the money ain't supposed to be no good till you get to heaven. You got honey, and you got the river of life, and you got the pearly gate, and you got the gold. You're singing all day long. You get them when you get to heaven, but you got to give a little tithe. You got to give a little offering today. And who going with this tithe and this offering? Why? One man getting 1,000 people money? That sound sensible to you? You telling me that 39 people in the House of Assembly getting everybody's tax money? So they could travel, as Darwin said, and burn and waste $20 million on their own pleasure? And you're going to sit there and tell me if that's okay? I'm asking you again, who is the king cobra in the room? Last time I checked in that very same book of Exodus, it says that you are a royal priesthood. And a what? A chosen generation. So if you royal, how come the royal people giving away their money to who? To one royal person? Is that how this works? 1,000 royal people give money to one royal person?
Well, I don't think that it would
400,000 people giving their royalties to 39 people? Is that the type of dynamic that you want to establish? Is that the type of system that works well for you? Is this all in the name of democracy? Is this all in the name of righteousness and doing things the right way? What happens to Grammy, who's on the old age pension, getting a little national insurance money? What happens to those who are lame and blind? Huh? Those who don't have nothing to eat, those who are in prison. Where is their taxes? Where is their money? Where is their revenue? Are they not citizens of the very same country that you boast about as paradise? The reason why I say this to you, Darwin Russell, and I challenge everyone listening to my voice today, and I know you may not want to call today because God's going deep this week. This is deep week for God. I dive into the bottom of the tongue of the ocean here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Let me explain something to you, because you people, I guess I might as well row y'all out because y'all don't like me no how. So it don't Preach. Make no sense I try make sure y'all like me. I don't care if y'all don't like me no more. Give on y'all.
Preach.
Let me tell y'all what y'all problem is. You people need to get up and understand that you press this government for local government with money in their pocket. You heard what I just said? You ensure we get local government with money in their pocket. You know what that does? That means that every constituency that has money in their pocket, invested, can buy their own fire truck and don't have to ask the government for a doggone penny. They have a budget, and they can manage their budget. So if they need an ambulance, they buy an ambulance. If they need a fire truck, they buy a fire truck. If they need a hospital or clinic, they get a hospital or a clinic. If they need a library, they need an old folks home, they get an old folks home. If they need to have some type of tourist attraction in their vicinity or in their municipality, huh, or in their constituency, they go ahead and invest in that. And the only thing they do is go to the House of Representatives and say, you know what, this is the plan that we have and we need approval. And there's a stamp of approval. But as long as our government allows for us all to answer to one central government, they can go and travel wherever they want. They can throw away $20 million and no one could say a word. They can throw away $7 million for BPL. Remember the land deal this week? They can throw it out of the way. What you could do about it? What could you do about it? If they raise VAT tomorrow, what could you do about that? Huh? If they decide they want to buy a $300 a BMW and you ain't got no fire truck and you ain't got no ambulance, what could you do about that? You can't do nothing. You know why? Because you don't have no power. You're not a king cobra. You are just simply a snake, and you're the meal for the king cobra when they show up. Am I talking too strong?
No, sir.
I think I'm talking too sick, man. Let me try cool down a little bit. Let me give out those numbers real quick. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 300-5720, or you can text me at 422-4796. We're going to take a little quick break. Let me cool down, man. Let me cool down. You only got fire, you need water. Let me cool down, and we'll be right back.
Fire, 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 fire. We kill 'em the fire, 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 fire. Upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Right back here. We're jamming this Sunday here with our main man, Wally, here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark. I am your host, Garth Roseboro, joined once again with Darvin Russell, your co-host, and our very good friend, Brian Roll, all the way from Golden Isles constituency on the west side of New Providence. I'll throw those numbers out again to you really quick. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. Now, for those of you who want to be a part of our program, you'll be a part of the Guardian show, just go ahead and give us a call here at Guardian Radio, 242-302-2300. You can be a sponsor, or you may want to go ahead and promote your business and grow your business into the prosperous marketing guru that you are. So once again, we're here at Remark. And while I had to play a little music to cool down just a little bit, you know, there's a fireman in the room here. His name is Darvin Russell. He said, got to reel me in and cool me down. Go ahead, Darvin Russell. The mic is yours.
Well, you know, as usual, I have to try to bring some soberness to this conversation. So let me start by what you were mentioning about giving your money to the preacher. You know, I think we have to be a little careful with not painting the entire church community in the way in which that can tend to seem and feel. If you unfortunately are a part of a ministry where you feel as though that's what's happening to your tithes and your offering, you probably should just leave. I don't happen to be a part of one of those kinds of churches. And I think that a lot of my Christian friends in the Bahamas don't feel as though they're giving their tithes and offerings to just one man to do as he sees fit with it, because God has indeed charged him to be a good steward of the people's money, and I'll leave that there. As it relates to the government of the Bahamas, look, we place some degree of trust in those 39 men and women, and when they breach and fail that trust in terms of the poor way in which they manage our money, we fire them. Every 5 years, it seems, for the last 20 years, we fire them because we have deemed their performance to be woeful. The current administration seems on track to also get fired in a year because of the same woeful management of the country's finances. Now, there's a famous experiment, I would say it's done in science, where it talks about the difference between nature and nurture. So for those of you one way or the other, let me give you the Cliff Notes version of this story. And for those who know it, just bear with me. So we all know that where you were raised, how you were raised, being nurture, is important for how you develop as a human being. We also know that we all have genes that also have some determination as to the kind of person that we grow up with. But they did this experiment with animals. And they had lions that were raised by humans, and the lion was hanging out with the sheep. It was still a lion, but it was not being raised by other lions. As that lion got of age and it was taken out and released into the wild, that lion struggled with identity. It didn't change the fact that the lion was still a lion, but the lion didn't know he was a lion until he went to the water, to the river, and saw his reflection in the water, and until the other lions showed him what a lion really is about. And I think that's what's happened to the Bahamian people over the last 25 years. While in title we are king cobras, we do not act like it because we don't believe it ourselves. We believe that we have turned over and abdicated our power and authority to those 39 men and women that lead us. We do not believe that we are the stronger ones. We do not believe that we are the ones with the authority. And that is unfortunate because that has allowed successive administrations and politicians to do as they will, even when it's against the will of the people.
I listened to you a moment ago. This is my very good brother, Darwin Russell. And you know me, I like to set people up. I like to set them up. But we ain't going to fight here today. Not today. Yeah. I ain't going to fight with my brother today. But, you know, I can't help myself a little bit. I got to fight just a little bit.
Go ahead, Mark. You know I ain't scared.
Could I fight just a little bit, Brian?
Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Where do you think people get the idea that they don't understand that they are King Cobra? Where do you think people get the idea that they don't understand that they are lion amongst the lambs? Who teaches them that? Where does that come from? And you see, when we get down to the philosophy, see, my good friend Darwin Russell, he's a man of economics. I am a man of philosophy. The way people think. This is what I do all day, every day. There's no show that you see me appear on that I have a script in front of me. I never know what we're going to discuss till I get there. You throw any question, any situation, any equation to me except for chemistry. Don't bring me no periodic table. I don't know no periodic table. I don't know no NaCl means sodium chloride and Zn and zinc. I don't need to know all of that. But when it comes to philosophy, where people become docile, you tell me where does that meek spirit come from where you just lay down no matter what the person does to you? You say, it's okay, child. God can bless us. You see, because I understand the principle of tithe and offering very well. I understand what offering is. An offering is just that, an offering. When you give an offering, you don't look for nothing back. But a tithe is different. When a man can stand and take 10% of your money that God has entrusted to you to return to you every 3 years, and you don't ask for it back, that's the beginning of one becoming docile and being careless with his own stewardship. Because you people don't study these things. You all don't want to read your Bible. You all don't want to get to the fundamental understandings of why God did what he did. And one of these days, I'm going to sit with Darwin Russell and show him the power of the tithes. When I say the power of the tithes, remember that the power to change a whole nation, to make the nation who was broke into a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. This is what I do. And I love it. Now, if I offer you something, I'm not looking for anything in return. But if I give you something to save for me for 3 years, and you give your money to the bank, don't you expect your money back? When you give your money to the government, don't you expect a return on your investment? When the talent is given to you, one talent and two talents and five talents, and the master says, you know what? I come in back to check to see what you did with the talent. The first man said, man, I took it and I buried it. Useless. You ain't no good to me. And took it back from him. The next one said, man, the two talents I turned into four. And the next one said, the five I turned into 10. Isn't this what God expects of us? That the resources that we have in this country, that we increase these things?
Multiply.
Isn't when a man goes to work in the beginning of the day. See, I'm talking about principles and philosophy now. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the day, another man comes at another hour. Another man comes at noonday. Another man comes in the afternoon. And one man shows up for 1 hour. And at the end of the day, the master says, he pays everybody. But the man who came the last hour got the same pay as the man from the first hour. And the man from the first hour said, "But how you can do that? I've been waking all day. How does man get what I get?" And the master says, "Did we not agree to what you got paid? Did we not agree to what you got paid? If you got what you agreed to, that's all you get." But the man who came at the last hour, he got called for a special and specific reason that he actually deserved the full day's pay, because the job couldn't get completed unless he showed up. See, we can't just be emotional when we talk about these things. We can't just be so righteous that we are blind and we're stupid. We have to be a people who not only use the word of God for our own spiritual edification, but we got to use this word of God as a Christian nation to show the rest of the Caribbean, the region, including Donald Trump, that we are the great people of God. I mean, I'm preaching today because I'm a little tired right now. I listen to y'all talk these nonsense to me, man. You need guidance, you need a leader, but you need to understand one thing, and I want to start there today. You are a king cobra. Don't let no one run no game on you. God has entrusted this country to you. And if you take this country and give it away to the foreigner, then what do you expect in return other than to be displaced? You're going to be a lost people, just like the Arawak Indians, just like the Carib Indians. Huh? You're going to be lost. And they're going to take this country away from you. You complain about your job, you go to the hotel, and they got all these foreigners in there running the hotel. Huh? That's what you complain about? You go to the key, and only the foreigners running the key. You go into all the homes of the wealthy people, and there's foreigners working in the wealthy homes. Where are you working, Bahamian people? Where are you earning your living? Where are you sustaining yourself in this country? And if it's other people who are taking these things away from you, it means to me that you are a serpent, and you're not a king cobra. Now, are you going to be a king cobra in this country, or are you going to be a serpent?
Yes, God, you know, yes, Mr. Russell said something, you know, and you touched on it a bit. You know, we don't know who we are. We don't know what we're worth. And it's sad because, you know, a lot of times people give the excuse that we were conditioned a certain way.
We were.
Right. No, but my thing is this, right? Like the Bible say, when you are a child, you do childish things.
Okay.
But as you become an adult, you put childish things away.
Okay.
I mean, hurt is a serious thing.
Okay.
Okay. So if you hurting as a child and you become an adult and you're still hurting, I mean, shouldn't a bomb go off in your head for you to try and do something about it instead of just laying down and just giving up?
I would think so.
Why would you stay in that snake category to be eaten, to be devoured up? You know, we worth something. You know what I'm saying? But like I said earlier, for the life of me, our people just give me the impression that we don't deserve anything better. We don't deserve nothing nice. We don't deserve a nice home. We don't deserve to drive on nice roads. You know what I'm saying? We don't deserve to have a nice job. We don't deserve to eat good food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but why do we think of ourselves that way? Why do we just settle?
If I can break it down to you before Darwin takes the mic again, right? Let me share this with you. While you watch the fire burn in Carmichael Road, you watch the fire burn in the Berry Islands, you watch the fire burn in Grand Bahama, you watch the fire burn in North Andros, you watch the fire burn in Exuma, you watch the fire burn in Eleuthera. While these places are burning, you know what you say to yourself? Why can't the government do something about this? Why can't the PLP government do something about this? Why can't the effing government do something about this? But you do understand one thing is happening, right, Brian? That's your house burning. You're still going to lose your house no matter who in power. Your house burning, your house on fire. Your country is on fire. And you trying to blame someone else for your country being on fire, and you have never stopped to look in the mirror, like Darwin said, in the water and realize, you know what? I am the lion here. I am the king cobra here. And guess what? I can handle this myself. If I got to get my own situation where I'm going to protect my house from fire, let me go ahead and get me myself one well. Let me get me one 2-horsepower shallow well pump. Let me get me one hose. So if any fire come near into my house, I can water down my house. You got to take this responsibility as a Bahamian citizen now. Because you realize that the system itself is not allowing you to be the King Cobra. So you got to be the King Cobra yourself. Am I wrong? Darwin Russell.
So the famous Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung says, the world will ask you who you are, and if you don't know, the world will tell you. So let that sink in for a minute.
This man, he like to mash up my Sunday with these things, you know. Why you don't behave yourself today, Darwin Russell?
Let that sink in for you.
And he's coming back tough. He's coming back tough.
So the fact...
Why are you fighting me today on a Sunday?
I ain't fighting you, but you know, I wake up ready, you know. But at the end of the day, we have to take, as you say, Garth, fair enough point, personal responsibility, oftentimes for the position that we find ourselves in. And I find that the Bahamians that have the mentality that they need, or they're willing to do no matter what it takes to be successful, to do the right thing, in spite of the obstacles against them, are the ones that recognize the power that they have internally as endowed to them by God.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, however, and I think the reason why God will judge politicians so harshly on that day is because when you are in a position where you can help people, that is, if by definition, almost your job title.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you choose not to do it, you actually do things that retard their progress willfully. Whether it's by your corruption, mm-hmm. whether it's by your incompetence, whether it's by your lack of understanding of your role. Regardless, you took on this job and it came with a heavy mantle, a heavy degree of responsibility.
Yes.
And it was within your authority. It was your responsibility to learn what it is you needed to learn to be of service to the people that you serve.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have been faced with over the last 25, 30 years is almost a group of men and women that may have had vision at one time, but lacked execution. May have had execution, but lacked vision. So it feels like the train will move along for a minute and then it retards. It moves along for a minute and then it retards.
Yes.
And that's what the Bahamian people feel. It's like I've gone a couple of steps ahead, then boom, I got hit by. It's almost like the country doesn't move forward collectively in a deliberate way.
Okay.
And that would be a true assessment from where I sit.
Okay.
So I think when it comes time for us making an assessment of the next iteration of leaders that are going to sit in the halls of parliament, we have to be a bit more judicious about our decision-making, about our evaluation of these men and women. And I think we have to ask different questions of them. And I think we have to go about this fundamentally different, because I think the average Bahamian wants a different future, even if it's not for themselves personally, but it's for those that come behind them. The father wants the son to have a better life. The son wants the grandson to have a better life. The grandson wants the great-grandson to have a better life. And I think if we approach it with that kind of heart and that kind of posture, I think we would make different choices and hopefully better choices the next time around.
What about the system itself? It seems as if the system consumes these people and changes these people.
I reject that unequivocally.
We've seen people speak nobly and mm-hmm. they speak about mm-hmm. a plan, hope and help is mm-hmm. on the way, and mm-hmm. we talk about innovation. Mm-hmm. And bringing new ideas, and we talked about the gold rush, mm-hmm. and all these are great talks, and there mm-hmm. were 39 people or more sitting in the House of Assembly at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have gotten throughout all of this time mm-hmm. is absolutely nothing that tells us that we have moved forward mm-hmm. in any which way.
Yes.
if you're telling me, Darwin Russell, that there's nothing wrong with the system itself, but there's something wrong with the people in the system,
yeah.
Here's where the debate begins.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my belief, those going into the system as we know it have to answer to the prime minister.
Yes.
You answer to at his pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And if the prime minister lacks vision, are you saying to me that has to now lack vision? Because if he isn't listening,
mm-hmm.
then of course, then there's going to be a visionless society.
I am.
Now.
No, finish it.
If I suggested to you local governments, I know Darwin is smart. I know Brian is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Local government will strip away that whole idea of a monarchy or dictatorship or an autocracy. It strips that away because now you have various cells answering to the central system, and the central system is a stamp of approval that says, you know what, the arm operates independently of the left arm, but they both work for the benefit of the body. The left leg works independently of the right leg, but they work together if you want to run, if you want to walk. They have to learn how to work together. When you speak about agriculture, you know, Darwin, you're an agriculturalist. I'm certain of that. Brian, you're a fisherman. Let's just say we got fish, Brian, in Eleuthera today. We ain't got no fish over in, let me say, Acklands. You know, now we have inter-island trade where we could trade fish from Eleuthera to Acklands, and Acklands may say, you know what, I can send you all some cassava, send you all some yam, send you all some cascarilla. You see what I'm saying to you? You have now where you're growing all of this corn down there in Cat Island. Cat Island could now say, you know what, I got plenty corn I could sell, I got plenty watermelon I could sell, but right now we short on water. We need water. Could you ship us some water from Andrus? We can send you all the watermelon and all the corn which you need. I'm talking about inter-island trade.
Mm-hmm.
So independently, each island has its own economy, has its own commerce, and it benefits the entire whole of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. We keep on looking to trade with Dominican Republic, looking to trade with Haiti, looking to trade with Trinidad and Tobago and Antigua and Guyana and Costa Rica and all these places, looking to trade with America. But we have the ability to actually independently have our own resources for inter-island trade.
Mm-hmm.
And if this now happens, the country begins to grow and build. But because we have a central system that says, you know what, when you go to Cat Island, the watermelon too big. You know what they do with the too-big watermelon, Brian?
Mm.
They take it and break it down, mash it up on the ground. Mash it up on the ground. Because it's too heavy to carry back home.
Mm-hmm.
And the boat can't take them big watermelons, so they mash it up on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So all those months of growing a watermelon has gone to naught. Is this the type of country you want to run with a central system? Or you want Cat Island to say, you know what? They need watermelon now to make guano. We can send some watermelon down to make guano. So now Edson Taylor's boat could come from a Port of Ski dock, stop in Cat Island, pick up some watermelon, drop it off down to make guano. Make guano got the biggest conch, some of the biggest grouper, and they could bring those conch and groupers back up to Cat Island. What Cat Island don't need, Nassau could get. I'm talking about inter-island trade and growth of a country, growth of an economy, making sure that the people feel like king cobras in their own economy.
Okay. now, I'm getting hot right now.
Oh, you hot now?
Yeah.
You just get hot? I start off at fire and you just get hot?
So you've been saying some things, right? And I want to ask both of you gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How hard is it? We have 700 islands and keys, right?
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it for us to sustain ourselves when it comes to food? You see the air crisis we are having right now.
Okay.
I know back in the day we had our, you know, Gladstone farms and our other farms. How hard is it to get back to the basics, to get back to that?
Very difficult.
Explain.
I'm going to take a shot at it before I do.
Come on, you know I stay.
Go ahead, man.
This is
go
what
ahead.
I do. Look, I don't want to get too in the weeds with this issue, but let me touch on some of the points that you made that I think it's important for us to contextualize, right?
Go ahead.
This issue around local government, for example, while I can agree with it in principle, it's all about execution, why we have not advanced further as a country. When you have men and women that either don't know what they're doing or don't know who to ask, aren't humble enough to say, I don't know, and allow the people that do to do what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem with that, and that is what has plagued this nation for the last 20-plus years.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't an issue about the system being corrupt. Systems are created by men. Therefore, they can be corrected by men. Miles Monroe says, look, he rejected the idea that history is the greatest teacher. Because if history is the greatest teacher, that means it puts a stranglehold on the evolution of thought. That means we cannot advance any further than those that came before us. And when that revelation dawned on him, he recognized that obviously God has to be the source of all intelligentsia, has to be the source of all answer. And when you seek those things, you go and you educate yourself and do all of those other wonderful things. There are many people around the table that have solutions to our problems. And it's only when those men and women are sitting around that table and are courageous enough to do what they know is the right thing to do would we advance further as a country. Let me talk about local government. Local government, in principle, is a fantastic idea. You decouple, you decentralize some of the authority from the central government to allow it to be localized in a way that impacts people much faster in a very specific way, in the way in which they have demanded the help and assistance.
Mm-hmm.
The problem, however, is how does it get funded? Do we decide, because that's the problem with it in the United States, a multitude of layers of taxation that's leveled on the people with this belief that it makes their localized life better. While in its origin, that's wonderful, the practical matter of the situation is it complicates those people's lives. It has those folks paying way more taxes for a comparable level of service than they otherwise would. Now, if that's the model we wish to move to, or even a more excessive model like it is in Scandinavian countries, where you pay 50 to 70% of your income in taxes and the government essentially takes care of you, fine. I don't think the average Bahamian wants that. I think the average Bahamian is enamored by the idea of local government because they have a perception of what it is and how it will work. But the reality pales in comparison to what their dream or their vision of it is. You can see how local government has worked in the Family Islands. And if what you are articulating on the radio today was true, then none of these Family Island communities would have struggled with water, well, power, fire truck, ambulance,
and here's the
clinic.
Difference. But here's the difference. Right? How much money do they give in each year?
No, I understand. Very little. That's precisely my point.
Well, this is what I'm also saying to you.
So if the Family Islands now, if Abaco and Eleuthera and Grand Bahama say they want to raise local taxes now, levy a higher level of taxation on their people because this money now is allocated solely for us, I wonder how many of them would vote for that to happen.
What taxes are you referring to?
It has to be local taxes.
So if someone buys some property in Acklands, you don't think the taxation money should go to the people in Acklands?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because Acklands is a part of a bigger whole.
Okay, so guess what I can tell you?
So, no, let me finish my answer.
Okay.
100 people in Acklands and 10 property gets sold.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000 times 10 is $10,000. I'm just using simple math for people.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. How far can $10,000 go in Acklands to do anything? That's the reality of our Family Island communities. You need a base level of population and taxation to say that, look, all of the property or whatever the basis that you're going to use for the taxation is going to come up with enough money to provide credible services to them. The reason why all of the money comes into central government for its redistribution is you need the strong to take care of the weaker.
What you're saying to me, Darvin Russell, is exactly what I'm saying to you. I don't think we're different if you listen to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
When central government receives certain central money, you talk about customs, duty, etc.
Yes,
cetera,
yes.
It's redistributed
yes.
for the establishment of each of these local governments, including those in New Providence. Now, watch what I'm saying to you. If we're saying that local government is not a novel idea, that it's very difficult to operate in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, archipelago, no wonder why England thinks the same way about you, the Bahamas. mm-hmm. Barbados, mm-hmm. Turks and Caicos, mm-hmm. Bermuda, Cayman Islands, mm-hmm. Antigua. All these are their colonies.
Were.
They we, still are.
No, we aren't.
So you're not a part of the Commonwealth of Nations?
Yes, but we don't.
Are you not a part?
You can't compare us to the Cayman
Islands.
Okay,
so let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Who is your chief commander of the Royal Arms Defense Force?
No, let's not get into.
No, I have to. I have to. Darwin, I have to. I have to.
There is no.
I have to.
There is no budget allocation that comes from England to the Bahamas. There is no answering to the king for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas when it comes to our affairs. So let's not go down that road. That is completely different from BVI, from Cayman, and from Bermuda.
Bermuda?
Where they have some degree of autonomy, but they are not independent nations. So please, let's not do that.
I go there because then at the same time, you got to go to the Privy Council. So how are they getting your business?
That is
so
a choice. No, that is a choice
a
that
choice?
We've made.
No, man, I can disagree with you.
That's
man.
A choice that we've made.
I can disagree
All
with
Caribbean
that.
Countries who are still a part of the Commonwealth
I disagree.
Don't go to the Privy Council. That is a choice that we've
I
made.
I disagree.
That's fine. We can agree to disagree.
Because what
but
I'm
we still
saying
have to
you,
be factual.
This autonomy that you speak about does not truly exist. If it
in
did.
In your mind.
Of course, in my mind.
Yes.
I've not seen proof of it.
Okay.
We still have a governor general. What do we have the governor general for?
It's a ceremonial role, and we all know that.
Jesus, Lord. I don't buy it.
Okay.
I don't buy it.
But
Brian,
let's not get distracted. Thoughts? Brian, go ahead, man. Because he trying to fight me today.
We can fight.
And knowing after we get off the radio, we can still hug this out.
Man,
but go ahead, Brian.
I mean, because that was getting good, you know. That was getting good.
At least he don't throw a rock and duck. So we could fight like men. Yeah.
I mean, if you're so autonomous, then why you cannot tell us where the VAT money going there? Since all us in this together.
No. I didn't show you where the VAT money going. We did that show almost 3 weeks
where
ago.
Where going?
So behave.
Where going?
Behave. We
where
didn't talk
going?
About that. Let Brian talk, please. Go ahead, Brian.
But we need to get back on track with our people and with them deserving better.
Yeah.
So how do you get
so
better?
So we could have a better country. Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought one of you guys were going to say that I thought you guys were going to say that the people, that we are the King Cobra. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shouldn't you think, I mean, don't you think that we are the King Cobra?
We are.
But we can't be the King Cobra if they're telling us where the money going, how the money going.
Yeah, but we have to demand some things.
Mm-hmm. How are you going to demand it? This is what I'm trying to say to you. You don't have the system in place to demand it. This is why I'm here fighting with my good friend Darwin Russell today. The system doesn't allow you to fight.
No. Hold
Tell
on.
Me how you fight
hold
then,
on,
Darwin. See, he talks with every 5 years.
No. Hold on, Brian. I can let you go. Let me answer him because see,
yeah.
See,
why are you shaking his head?
No.
Go ahead. Okay, that's fine.
You know, I love his wife.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I have to be decent because I know he got to go home.
Yeah,
right?
Go ahead.
The fact of the matter is, take your mind back, my friend, because I know you are also a historian.
Go ahead. Listen to that.
You remember a few years back when a conversation happened in Parliament about taxation that was to be levy property taxes on a certain enclave in New Providence.
Yes.
You remember you getting jogged yet?
Yes.
Go on,
you know what I'm talking
yes.
about, Brian.
Yes.
And this supposed lack of power that you think we possess, that only surfaces every 5 years, a letter was written
mm-hmm.
and sent.
To who?
The government of the Bahamas.
To who?
The government of the Bahamas.
To who?
What else you want me to say? The Minister of Finance.
Go ahead.
The Prime Minister. To say, I don't know what you're thinking about doing, but that proposal is not happening. You did not hear about it again. It was rescinded.
Yes.
Hold on. Don't go down the road of those people are different than us. Those people just believe and act.
No.
Like they are King
Cobras. No.
Thank you very much.
Like they are King Cobras and the powers that be move.
Because the way of doing things is done incorrectly.
Where? What are you talking about?
In that same, if you talk about that system south of here.
Yeah. No. That's not what
You're
talking about
the mooring system.
No.
What system are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Lifeaki homeowners who were about to be levied a property tax.
Yes.
And they sent a letter. That's what they did. They didn't protest. They didn't go on the street nowhere. They sent a letter. And those property tax levies did not occur, were rescinded forthwith.
Yep.
And so do you think the average Bahamian has that same power?
The average Bahamian has that power.
Yes,
he doesn't believe. This is everything about tonight, God. This is the fact that
yes.
he doesn't believe it. So let's say, for example, that you saw the protest that I sent you the clip before we came on the air. You see that the people, what the people of Eleuthera have been enduring, suffering through, that makes absolutely no sense in 2025, right? They've banded together now in North Eleuthera to demand that the government do what they promised them that they would do.
That's the government's role.
Oh, that's the government's role.
Yes.
So whether it's a fire truck, or an ambulance, water, electricity.
Well, that's the power of local governance over the country.
And that, no, that is the power of the King Cobra in the people that you were speaking about.
Yes,
and
that's
I promise you.
Thank you.
I promise you, they will get what they agitate for if they continue to be relentless in that fight and they get the support from their other brothers and sisters who may not be suffering directly like they are,
mm-hmm.
but support that noble cause that they're fighting for. The fact of the matter is, the government has failed them in its mandate to provide those basic services to the people of Eleuthera. We'll finish this conversation when we get back from
the whole key is working together.
My good Bahamian people, those of you listening from abroad, listen here, man. There's a lot of fire in this room. I don't think I've ever felt fire like this from Darwin Russell yet, boy. But, you know, we fighting on this Sunday because someone got to call the fire engines at 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from Family Violence, 300-5720, or text us at 422-4796. Before we get out of here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
To upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Fit the best for all your printing needs. There'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I like me some Ohio Players Fire. You know, before we get out of here, Wally, just to give a little tribute to our very own Elon Moxie, you know, has passed. And we here at Remark and Guardian Radio 96.9 FM would like to extend our condolences to his family and loved ones, as well as anyone else who has lost a loved one this week. We want you to know that our... So for those people who have lost a loved one, I'm just asking Wally to do me a favor today before we leave out of here to give us a little bit of Elon Moxie's music and just in tribute to those who've lost loved ones this week. Listen, we only got time for maybe one or two more calls. If you do want to call in, I know you're not calling in today because you're listening, and I found that to be so true. And so what I want to do is if there's no more calls in the next 5 minutes, Wally, we're going to cut the phone lines off because Darwin Russell, the co-host of Remark as well as Brian Roll, has been saying some pretty profound things while on break. And I think they deserve to be heard. And don't mind us here having this type of conversation in this room. We are very, very, very good friends. And iron has to sharpen iron. That's what we do. But we sharpen it so that you could get involved in the conversation. And you could tell me I'm wrong. I know my good producer, Wally, said, God, you can't win that fight today. You're trying, Darwin, you know, trying to call us colony, but that ain't going to work. You know, because I just finished dealing with bees. And for those of people who know about bees, you talk about a colony of bees. Sure. So, you know, I was trying to throw a little jive in there today, but you all wouldn't let me win. But anyhow, let me turn the microphone over to Brian Roll so he can have some closing remarks, and then I'm going to let Darwin say his say. And then we're going to take some time to jam with Elon Moxie and close the program. Does that sound like a plan?
Fantastic.
Yes. Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Yes, I'd just like to say, you know, our people, especially the ones in the Southwestern District, you know, we are plagued with the smoke. You know, I have a neighbor who she's packing up and leaving the area in the next 2 months because she can't deal with it anymore. I mean, you know, we shouldn't be living like this. And it is really, really unfair. Mm-hmm. It's really, really unfair. You know, we deserve better. And our people, please, you know, think of yourselves like Garth said, you know, we are royalty. Mm-hmm. Think of yourselves like that. Don't think of yourselves as nothing less. You deserve better, but to accomplish better, we all have to work together and stick together. And we have to be committed, and we cannot give up. We cannot give up. We have a country to save. We have a country to fight for. This is the only country that we have. You know, it's better in the Bahamas. You know, we need to bring back those T-shirts. I don't know if you guys remember those T-shirts back in the day. You know, it's better in the Bahamas was printed on even on different souvenirs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's better in the Bahamas. Where did they go? I mean, I haven't seen any lately. But we need to get back to the basics and change some things. But it only can be done if we as Bahamians, if we work together and if we demand more. And if we demand better, there shouldn't be a situation where you can't, where islands doesn't have fire trucks. I mean, that is ludicrous. You know, lives are at stake. People's health are at stake. So please think of yourselves as, you know, put away the colors. Put away the colors. Strictly Bahamian, strictly human being, strictly people. Put people first. Put away the colors, like I said. People first. Garth, go ahead. Thanks.
Well, Brian, it was good to have you here today with Remark. We hope this is not the last time that you will be here. But this is the type of conversation that we're asking Bahamian people to engage in, one that brings out the King Cobra in them. And could you imagine if we all went back to school and learned the lessons that school taught us, you know, just basic lessons, you know, taking education much more seriously to prepare ourselves to confront the global society. We need more profound minds. We need people who could listen more attentively and more smartly so that when they do act, we have a greater behavioral pattern. You know, every time I see young men on the motorcycles without their helmet on, you know, recently lost someone who's not wearing a helmet, and why they refuse to wear a helmet, I don't understand, but my condolences to that family as well. When you see the type of behavior, the type of driving skills on the road, when you see the way we treat each other, the way we have our work ethic on the jobs, lack of customer service, lack of friendliness towards tourism, I say to the Bahamian people, we have to find the King Cobra in ourselves. Darwin Russell.
I will encourage my brothers and sisters to go and read Luke 1 and 8, and I'll paraphrase the parable for you. And this is really in dedication and solidarity with my brothers and sistersfighting the good fight in North Eleuthera. And I cry shame on the government for not resolving what have been issues that they have been complaining about for months and months and months, not to have any redress. Shame on you for that. And the Bible says in Luke 1 and 8, and it's the story of the woman who goes to the king and asks, or goes to the judge, I should say, and asks for his assistance regarding a man that troubleth her. And the Bible says that, and there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. Listen to the words that the Bible is using. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? I would say to the politicians of today, and specifically the Member of Parliament for North Eleuthera, do not become an enemy of the people that you were sent to Parliament to serve. Do what you were elected to do. Mr. Prime Minister, for God's sake, go and deal with these issues with urgency for the people of North Eleuthera. Have a fantastic Sunday, Bob.
Well, thank you once again for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to have Darvin Russell here with us. He always has a profound thought to give to us to move the nation forward. I also want to extend great gratitude to Wally. He wasn't with us last week. He had an emergency, but he's here today. Thank him as well. To Dwight Strong, Guardian staff, and those people, Lady T, who's coming up next, just want to give a shout-out to you. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Listen, man, this is the place to be. Not just on a Sunday, but every day of the week. Fresh news, smart talk, all day, every day. And so, hey, you just get ready now for Lady T and having a good night. And first thing tomorrow morning, Morning Blend will be here for you with Dwight Strawn. Be encouraged, Bahamas. Be the King Cobra that you are. And look forward to eating snakes with you. Let's hear it from Elon Moxie. And I'll see you next week here at Remark. Take care.
Join it hand in hand. community. All over Andros.
She makes, she makes, she makes, she makes, she makes, she makes, she makes Androsian dreaming. Oh my Andros. She makes, she makes, she makes, she makes, she makes, she makes, she makes Androsian dreaming.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.